Hey guys, welcome back to MGM Marketability's podcast. My name is Lucas, and we are here to help you learn, develop, and launch your business, no matter what it is. Doesn't matter if you own a bank, a plumbing company, or you invented a new product. We're here to help you get it out there, get more sales, get more looks, get more views, more web page visitors, whatever it is. If you guys need some more help or you guys need video content marketing, we are here for you, growingmediamarketing.com. Check us out. We would absolutely love to help you. So today in this episode, we are going to talk about how creating content consistently and often can actually help you evolve as a person and a business. So it's something that's not talked about, in my opinion, enough. And it's interesting how there's a lot of people, a lot of business owners who don't want to be front facing on their content. They don't want to be the person that talks about their business. But here's the thing is that if it's coming from you, that's what people need to hear it from. And it's interesting. I think a lot of people disqualify themselves from being the person that can take care of the content for your business. And I'm not necessarily like you need to edit it all and do all that, but just be the person who adds the energy, helps people get to know you a little bit better, and actually helps you, you know, get more business, get more followers, whatever your goal is. People disqualify themselves because they just don't think they're the right person. But here's the thing is, if once you start creating content, you will develop into the right person. And so we're going to talk about three key areas today on why just starting producing content and posting it is going to help you in major ways that you don't realize. Okay. So way number one, okay, super simple, is you get to actually see how you talk and what you look like and what your mannerisms look like and how you hold yourself up. You know, are you slumped down whenever you're talking, or is your back straight and you're talking? Are you making eye contact with the camera? Are you like looking away whenever you're talking? Are you talking confidently? Are you saying and all these other things in between your sentences because you don't know what to do? I still do this, by the way. There's often times, because a lot of the videos I do, I don't have a script or anything. It's just kind of off the cuff. It's just off my brain. And there are times that I still say but maybe you're the type of person who doesn't want to do it off the cuff. Maybe you're not that type of person. You want to plan it out and you want to, you know, write out a whole script. Totally fine. There's no wrong way. You can do a mix in between where you're like, I'm going to plan this part out, but this part, I'm just going to say whatever comes to me. Totally freaking cool. Okay. That is you. Okay. So number one is just, you get to actually see what you look like to other people. Because I think oftentimes we have this view of ourselves, but we are only viewing it in like a mirror. But we're not really hearing ourselves because we're also hearing our thoughts at the same time, and lots of things are going on. So when you film yourself, and as daunting as it can be, because I know there's a lot of most people out there, whenever you film yourself for the first few times and you watch it back, you're going to cringe a little bit. Most people. Now, if you're like insanely good looking or something, maybe not, because you know you're good looking, but most of us, it's a little painful to watch the first few times because you're like, oh, is that what I sound like? Is that what I look like? Why am I not smiling? Why am my shoulders like that? Why are my hands? Why are they doing this? You know, it's very humbling. Okay. But here's the thing is, just like your business or whatever you do, you sucked at it at one point, okay? So you may suck the first few times you do content, but gradually you get better. What I always tell people is like, it's like learning an instrument, okay? And in all honesty, it's like learning anything. You're not the best at it, but then you continuously try and then you get better and then it grows and then you're like, boom, done. Let's go. So number one is you actually get an inside look on how you communicate with people. Which is so important because your communication is everything to your customers and to your viewers and to your audience. And if you're communicating poorly without you knowing it, wouldn't you want to know that? And wouldn't you want to change that? Because not only, and I'm not talking about just on camera. So like maybe you're like, oh, I don't make content. People don't see me. Yeah, but you interact with customers. You're talking to them on the phone. You're talking to them in person whenever you're working with them. Or maybe it's online. Maybe you're on a video call or something, depending on what you do. It's the same type of thing. It's how are you holding yourself? Okay. And then number two is actually evolving from that. So number two is actually once you start to kind of see what you look like, you can find these little small changes. You're like, oh, I don't want to sit like this. I want to sit like this. And you start making these changes. And what's cool about these changes is when they're made, sure, they're going to be appearing to look better, but you're actually going to be internally starting to look and feel better. And let me tell you that when you start to look and feel better on the inside, it is going to express itself on the outside. And what I mean by that is you start to feel a little bit more confident. You start to feel a little bit more, oh my gosh, I just lost the word. You just have more courage in general to do things and to kind of walk into something and just make it happen. People just start taking you a little bit more serious whenever you say, oh, I can handle that. And what that's going to do is that's actually going to explode your business. And believe me or not, creating content and gradually getting better at it, reviewing, getting better, not only is that going to reach people that you've never met before who might want to do business with you, probably want to do business with you, but you're going to get better as a person. And as you grow as a person, then you're going to start to attract more people just in general, whether you're in person or online. And that's a big deal because especially for your business, right? Like your business is going to grow. The more customers, the more revenue, more people you can hire, blah, 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 right? It's better. Okay. And then the last one, pigtailing off of that, is not only are you going to get more customers, get more viewers, get more followers, whatever the goal is, but you're actually going to have a bigger impact on the world. And that's what matters, is you can have more impact if you can help more people, if you can serve more people within your industry, or just within your small group, your small town. That's the win, right? And you can only do that as if you start actually putting yourself out there with the content, reviewing it, getting better, and then continuously doing it. And I don't think people understand the ramifications that it has. A video can reach someone anywhere in the world, and they can be changed by it enough to work with you. Or let's take money out of it for a second, okay? And I know this, you know, we're about growing a business, right? And businesses need money, but just take money out of it for just one second. If you created a piece of content that maybe they couldn't work with you, or they didn't need to work with you, or that one piece of content was all they needed, and you change that person's life or help them with something just with that video. And after that moment that they had where they were able to do the thing or have the confidence to do the next thing, I don't think you understand the type of ripple effect that it has on the world. So think about that for a second. You created one piece of content. Maybe it took you like 20 minutes or something. I don't know. You didn't think it was a big deal, but someone somewhere saw it, and that galvanized them to get up and do something differently, or to make that call, or to fix this little problem that they've been avoiding for the longest time. And then that ripples into them fixing all these more problems and all these more problems. And all of a sudden they become this person who fixes all these problems because of your one piece of content that helped them get there. Are you really wanting to hold out on the world because you're scared of what you look like on camera? That's a bad way to be. People need you. It's interesting. A lot of people think we're insignificant, but it's all these little small things that can happen that will drastically, and I mean drastically, change your life forever and other people's lives. And what's great about it is you're not even going to see it, and you don't have to. Like, I don't need to see all the people that I've helped. I just hope that anything that, cause like, you know, okay. So for example, I'm up to like tens of thousands of views each month on my YouTube videos, which is awesome. But I only get like, I don't know, a couple hundred subscribers each month and a few comments here and there on my videos. Nothing crazy. But I know for a fact that like I've gotten a random email from somebody who's never commented or anything. And he's like, I'm not even, he's like, I wasn't even a subscriber until like video 28 or something, but you've helped me so, so much with everything that I'm working on. It's like, how was I supposed to know that? Like, how was I supposed to know that I'm helping that person? And I don't need to. Like, I just know that you put it out there and it changes lives and it grows your business. Because you're changing lives, your business will grow. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. That's just a fact. So just start putting content out, no matter how good or bad you are. It's going to help not only your business, but the world. And that's that. Super simple. Again, if you guys need help with your marketing, anything related, if it's website, video, photo, I don't know, whatever. Like, we can do it all. Animations. We can do it all here at growingmediamarketing.com. We would love to help you. We would love to serve you and work alongside you as we grow your business together. We'll see you guys on the next podcast.